One of the important things to learn about living an effective and fulfilling and happy life is to learn about rhythms. Stay with us today. Well, welcome today to All Things Apostolic. We're glad that you are here on this wonderful, wonderful Monday. And we look forward to being with you every week. And All Things Apostolic actually is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I'm on Monday, and Jennifer Barrett is on Tuesday. And Casey Sees is on Wednesday. And Jeremy Wilbanks is on Thursday. And so we welcome you. There are some wonderful things that are going on with All Things Apostolic, and we're glad that you're a part of it. Today, I want to just talk a little bit about, recently I was at a place and I was talking about a teaching on how a local church develops strength. And I was teaching about you have to kind of get a little concept of rhythms, that there is a rhythm to a church service, and there is a rhythm to church growth. But this is not unique just to church stuff. This is true of life and of the whole world and of the whole universe, that there is a rhythmic pattern to life. And so, and it affects not only can we do something, but it affects how effectively we can do it if we understand these rhythms. So they're important. You see it, I mean, you see it everywhere. You see it in the seasons of the year. And I was explaining to these people that you see it in the seasons of the year. And that at the time I was doing that, it was spring. And I said, so what do you call the period of time that we're in right now as far as seasons? And they said spring. And I said, yes, because it springs forward. Leaves come on the trees, flowers come back, fruit starts coming on trees, spring, everything's springing. And then summer is harvest. Then what do we have? Fall. Why do we call it fall? Everything's falling. The sap is running back in the tree. The leaves are falling off of the tree. Fall. You get it? Fall. So there is a pattern there, and then it goes on into winter, which is like death. And then you come to spring and it's new life. And that's the pattern of earth life, is like there is life, and then there is growth, and then there is the harvest of what that life can produce. And then it moves into fall, and then it goes to the death of winter when everything is frozen up. So this shows us a cyclical, not sick as in not well, but sick as in circle, cyclical pattern of life and of seasons. And so when you understand those things, it's like the ocean. People learn the ocean. I had one man that was a big yacht owner, and he told me, he said he'd done a lot of work on study and research on the ocean itself, and he said there are seagoing men that can lay in their bunk in the bottom of a boat and tell by the sound of the water outside where they are and which way that water is moving. They have been at it so long that they can sense, and by sound they can do this. So but the water, the ocean itself, is rhythmical. It flows in with a wave and then it ebbs out. It flows in with a wave and then it ebbs out. And so you've got it in the ocean. You've got it, it's in the human body. This same thing is found in the human body. And oftentimes it's more pronounced in the female than the male, but nevertheless, there is a pattern, a cyclical pattern, that sometimes we are more alert than we are at other times, because of patterns that's going on in the rhythm of the body itself. That affects blood flow and affects different aspects of the body. So everywhere you look, you can see that there are these seasons and these rhythms that are working. Now, if you look at this a little closer, it really gets interesting. Like if you look at a sunflower, I wrote this down here, a sunflower's seeds grow on the big sunflower. If you've ever seen a sunflower, it has many seeds that grow on it. And those seeds are what become, guess what? Sunflower seeds, okay? So, and they bag them up and they salt them and they bake them or whatever they do with them, and people eat them. So, but sunflower seeds grow in this big round with yellow petals around the side of it, in this big round center. It doesn't have a small center, it's got a really big center. And when they start out, when it's small, the sunflower has 21 seeds on one side and 34 seeds on the other. Then the next time it has, you look at it, it grows, and it will have 34 seeds on one side, which was the high number on the last one, and 55 seeds on the other side. If you keep looking at it and it grows, you come back a few more days, it'll have 55 seeds on the small side, and it will have 89 seeds on the large side. Every sunflower in the history of the world, that's how they grow. And there is a pattern there. And the sum of the last two becomes the number on the next one. But there is a pattern there where the difference in those two sides is a ratio of 1 to 1.618. And you find this ratio all over the world. You find it in all kinds of things, not just sunflowers. Or else you find versions of it everywhere. So my right hand is a 1.618. My left hand is a 1. And if you're right-handed, your right hand is always more dexterous than is your left hand. And so this distribution can be found all over the place. The breathing motions in and out, the ratio is approximately 1 to 1.618. The bodybuilder with 2 motions for exercise, and then letting it come back down. There is this ratio found, and I don't have time to go into all of it today. It's found in prayer. There is in prayer, and the ratio always has the assertive side, the larger side, and the surrender side, or the assertive side and the receiving side, or the giving side and the receiving side. And so we have prayers found in the Lord's Prayer that are assertive. Give us this day our daily bread. And then you have that which is surrender, and lead us not into paths of temptation. Lead us not into temptation. And so you find this in prayer, there is this ratio. You find this in worship services. You find this in preaching. In preaching, there is a rhythm. And there really are no great preachers where there are no great saints. And one of the things that makes a great preacher is saints that have a revelation of these things. And this revelation can come through the Spirit, and they've got it and don't even know it's some kind of revelation, but it is a revelation. And so a preacher gets a revelation that he preaches, and he has to assert, he has to give out. But the congregation learns that for him to continue to preach and more anointing come, they have to give back. So, but he's given out as a 1.618, and they're giving back as a 1. So they're giving back. How do they give back? It can be something as simple as a nod of the head while he's preaching. Yeah, I get that. or it can be amen, or it can be jump up and run the aisles, or whatever it may be. But there is this rhythm that moves back and forth. And the power of the service moves towards a culmination in which decision-making takes place, and in which decisions are made, in which actions result as a result of this ongoing interaction between the two. A preacher learns that he has to, before he can really have this horizontal anointing from the congregation, he has to ask for it. You cannot coerce that. People have to give that to you. And this is why they want to give themselves to somebody that's they can trust. And if it's somebody they don't know, they want to know that those people were preaching to them because somebody that they do trust has brought them there to preach. All of these things have to do, and people that don't get this can preach to people something that they got from God, but it doesn't have much impact because they are preaching it without rhythm. So I'd ask you today, how is rhythm working in your life? Is your life always like everything's grating against everything else? Well, you might start with prayer that has rhythm. Now, in the Pentecostal, Premier Study Bible, in the Premier Study Bible, there is an article on prayer that talks about this rhythm of prayer. And so you get in it. There's periods of time in prayer where it's praise and it's surrender of self to God. There's periods of times in prayer, the Bible calls it intercession and supplication, where there's requests being made, and there's coming against strongholds, and there's assertion in prayer. And so this works back and forth. So how is the spiritual rhythm and the rhythm of life with you today?